وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن رِّبًا لِّيَرْبُوَ فِي
That which ye give in usury in order that it may increase on other people's property hath no increase with Allah.
Welcome to Islamic Economy, a program that is aimed to make us understand what Islam tells us with regard to spending, with regard to saving money, to dealing with money.
God is looking for an economic system that's based on real things. It's based on real production. It's based on real services. It's based on creating real value for people.
Islamic Economy, a program that offers Islamic solutions to your economic problems in your daily lives.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سلام عليكم ورحمة الله Dear brothers and sisters, welcome once again to Islamic Economy, a program that is dedicated to the Islamic viewpoint on the different dimensions of economy. What are the elements that enables one to prosper economically? What are the elements that facilitates the downfall of a person with regard to economy? And what are the obligations that a person should obey with regard to his economic matters? All these will be discussed in this program, inshallah, in our future programs. At the moment, we are looking at the disadvantages of having economic affluence. We already talked about the advantages of economic affluence in our previous program. In this program, inshallah, we will look at the disadvantages of economic prosperity. We also looked at some of the disadvantages in our previous program as well. We started with pride and independence that a person is overtaken with once he is prosperous economically and has a lot of wealth. Then a sense of pride and being independent from the people, and for some people they have that kind of feeling that they are independent of Allah as well. Ma'adhala, na'udhu billah. Just this is because of the ignorance on part of them. This is because they don't realize that everything that exists and subsists is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that وَلَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, that whatever exists in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him, is existentially the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just because of this ignorance, because of a lot of wealth that is with them, it overcomes them and makes them proud and feel independent of their Lord also. And that is why you will find that they do not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become forgetful of prayers and so on. It depends on the soul. If the soul is not yet powerful, has not built itself and stoops in the low phase of material attachment, then you will find that a person will come to this state because of having material affluence. And we also quoted a very beautiful verse of Surah Al-Alaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this point. He says, كَلَّا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Indeed, man becomes rebellious when he considers himself without need. He doesn't have any need. He thinks that now he doesn't need Allah. He doesn't realize that every moment of his, even using the economic wealth that is at his disposal, is with Allah's permission and with the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of not realizing that, أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى, he becomes a rebellion. لَيَطْغَى أَرَّآهُ اسْتَغْنَى. Indeed, man becomes rebellious when he considers himself without need. Another disadvantage that we touched on was greed. And we said that slowly and gradually it overwhelms a person just because of indulging himself in the different physical pleasures of this life. And again, because of ignorance of the purpose of life, a person becomes extremely greedy, such that he feels like gathering and amassing more and more wealth. You will find that occasions of prayer also, it is, let's say, the time of Friday prayer, or the time of Dhuhr, or the time of Maghrib, and there is a lot of business to deal with, he would prefer that business than prayer. You would say that, inshallah, I am going to pray at 9 o'clock, at 10 p.m., 9 p.m., not now. Not now, which is at the time of prayer, 6:45, for example, p.m., or 7 p.m., whatever the prayer time is. When the time comes, he says, it is better for me to indulge in business because this will reap me more and more benefit. He doesn't realize that this is just a means for the perfection, that is the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because of indulging in the different pleasures and because of developing that love in oneself. The way the person develops the trait of open-handedness by giving so much, he can develop the trait of greed by consuming and amassing, and so on, and hoarding sometimes. Ma'adhallah, na'udhu billah. So this is another disadvantage, yet another disadvantage that we find in some of the traditions clearly, is that a person becomes stingy. It is surprising, a person has a lot of wealth, but he is stingy. And we have very many examples in life that you will find that a person is a millionaire, yet he cannot spare with $1 or $100, which is nothing to him, for example. Why? Because he slowly and gradually develops that sphere that once perhaps this money will not come and it's going to stop, and then who will give me the money, and so on. So because of that negative thinking that if I give this money to somebody else, I will lose the money and I will not get more money. This negative thinking will lead a person to become stingy. And this is out of ignorance, obviously. And this is also out of being not hopeful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the giver, the main giver, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way he gives him now, he will be able to give him afterwards, and the source is him and not a human being. And because of this negative thinking that, you know, I will lose my money if I give my money, and that I might not get that money, and so on, a person becomes stingy.
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي توحيدك قد أخلى
Islamic Economy, a program on Islamic economy every Friday on the Call of Islam radio station by Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Muhammad Khalfan.
إلا آيات للحب
توحيدك قد أخلى قلبي من كل شريك يا ربي فبيوم لقائك لن أتلو إلا آيات للحب
امنحني القدرة كي أتلو لعلاك تسابيحا تحلو امنحني القدرة كي أتلو.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a tradition, is reported to have said, "Afatul ghina al-bukhl." The epidemic of affluence is stinginess. So this is mentioned clearly in the traditions. Obviously, it is a surprising phenomenon, because a person just thinks that, you know, how can a person who is extremely affluent be stingy? But this is a reality. There are people who are stingy just because they think that they will lose the money and they will not get more money. One day this money will end and they will not get more money from the source that they were getting. This is because they look at the source, the direct source. That means the immediate source that they can see, the means, and not the original source, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they knew about the original source, they would come to realize, وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. All the treasures of the heavens and the earth are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one can take these treasures from him, because everything that exists is by his power, and those treasures will never finish. The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, He does not lose even a penny when He gives. This is the kind of treasures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And therefore, it is negative thinking that leads a person to stinginess. Another disadvantage or vulnerability that a person faces when he is economically affluent is competition for increment. This is a kind of play. When a person looks at another and sees that he has a better business than him, he tries to compete and says, no, I would like to lead him. I would like to become a better businessman. And therefore he tries to look at other avenues just to compete. This is there in the Holy Quran in Surah At-Takathur, that is chapter 102, verses 1 to 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Rivalry and vainglory, competition for increasing wealth has distracted you until you visited even the graves. No, indeed, soon you will know. Again, no, indeed, soon you will know. This beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, or rather verses of the Holy Quran, clearly tell us that there is no use of competing for getting more and more so that, you know, a person gets happy temporarily, because a person will visit his graves. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Rivalry and vainglory distracted you until you visited even the graves. That means that, you know, when a person visits the graves, it's over. You see, all the problems that he had, all that of competing and trying to, you know, amass more and more wealth will stop there, because that was just a play. He did not realize, but he will realize when he goes to the grave. So this is another vulnerability that a person faces when he is economically affluent. Inshallah, in our next episode, we will look at other disadvantages. In short, what we spoke about in this episode were a few disadvantages. One of them was greed, and we say that greed is gradually developed because of, you know, that interest of amassing wealth and that indulgence that a person has. And then we talked about another evil trait that a person can develop because of economic affluence, and that is stinginess. And we say that this is from a tradition that says afatul ghina al bukhl. And again, the source of this is because of ignorance, that, you know, the source of all affluence and everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not the direct means that a person sees. And the third disadvantage of economic affluence, rather, you know, the vulnerability that a person faces, is at-takathur, that is to compete with one another in increasing the amenities of the world. And we said that also is completely like a play. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ, until you visit your graves. Then what? What did you do with all that wealth? What are you going to do with all that wealth? You have amassed it, and now it's going to be for your children. They are going to use it. You have nothing, no share of that. You are just competing and amassing wealth, and you did not progress. Inshallah, we will look at the other disadvantages in our next program. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
Oh my creator, oh Allah, fulfill our aims in life, Allah. Forgive our sins, ya Allah. Oh Allah, the most gracious, ya Rabbi bin Mustafa. بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.